These guys, that I love them so much that I want to protect them from hurt in their dating relationships. I don't know when we grew too old for this, but I think it's dumb. We should give out candy around Valentine's Day. I don't know. A ring pop. Will you? Back up. Okay, ring pop in the back. Oh, those, they did not fly like I thought. Okay. Okay, I'm going to throw out two. So hey, go sit down. I love you so much, too, but from a distance. Go sit over there. Okay. There you go. Did I? Oh, Patrick, do not hit that girl to take that ring pop. Okay. Okay, here's one more. Okay, this one, hey, listen, that one's broken, but that is not an indication of how I feel about you. Okay, so on these ring pop, no, sit, maybe after. It'll be awesome. Sit. Down boy. Sit. It says up here, to and from. Do you remember the days of to and from? Remember those days? I don't know why we ever grew out of Valentine's. I remember when I was a little kid in first and second and third grade, we'd make a shoebox and people would come in and give a Valentine. And I had one special from that I always wanted, Heather Winfield. Heather Winfield, yeah. I don't know where she is now at all. I don't know. But we grew up together, and we were in kindergarten, first grade, and so I'd get Valentine's like to and from, and when I'd see who it was from, like, bah, Heather, going on my mirror, right? To and from. I like the whole idea of to and from. Now, let me ask you a question. In your life in the coming years, who's going to be that? Two, that blank. Who is blank in your life? You know what I mean? To and from is you, but two, I don't know. Maybe you've got a girlfriend. Maybe you've got a boyfriend and you're like two and you know a name. Maybe you're in a situation where your parents are like, no, you may not date until you're like 74. You know, hey, that's totally cool too, right? No, listen, seriously, that's totally cool too. But check this out. God cares whether you're in a relationship, whether you're out of a relationship, whether you're going into a relationship, whether you're in a couple relationship, no, that's bad. Whatever relationship you're in, God cares a bunch about your relationships. And here's the thing, he cares about your fill in the blank. Whoever blank is in your life or whoever the blanks will be. Notice I said blanks, plural. So I had this epiphany. Epiphany means like, when an idea comes to you and you go, I've never thought this before. This was several years ago, and I sat down and I went, wait a second. Every dating relationship only ends in one of two ways. One of two ways. It either ends in this or this. That's it. You either go separate directions or the same direction. That's it. Okay, turn to the person next to you and go, it's either this or this. Okay, now gentlemen, guys, if you're sitting next to a girl that you're like, yeah, turn and go, I'd rather it be this. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Okay, cool. So, hey, in our relationships, it's either going to be the same path or it's going to be a separate path. It's either going to be the same path or the separate path. And for some of you guys, I know in my life, going through high school and through middle school, I had some really long relationships in middle school, one of which lasted a week. Okay, she broke up with me. Yeah. That's awesome. She broke up with me promptly after I asked if I could kiss her. Yeah, I was like, girl, can I kiss you? And then she went, hee-hee, and walked away. And then a couple days later, she broke up with me. One of the worst days of my life. But that was this relationship, right? I had a few of these before this one, before my wife, Shannon, who's actually here tonight somewhere, who's awesome. Okay, cool. We'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah. But here's the thing. Who's your blank? Who's your blank? Maybe you don't have them. Maybe you do have them, but God cares a bunch. So let's jump into scripture. If you've got your Bibles, open up to Ephesians chapter 5. But here's the thing tonight. Tonight, we are going to talk about the second best dating decision you will ever make. The second best dating decision you will ever make. You're like, hey, wise guy, why not the first best? Well, because that's coming in a couple weeks. That's my message in 2 or 3 weeks. But tonight, it's the second best dating decision, and I promise you, if you make this decision, it will change your future, and it will change the future of many, many blanks. So here it is. Second best dating decision, here it is. Leave blank better. Leave blank better. The second best dating decision you can ever make is, I will leave blank better. Now, right now you're like, blank, what you talking about? Her name's Jocelyn. You know? Okay, whatever. If there's a Jocelyn here, I hope that wasn't awkward. Okay, cool. Same decision. Leave Jocelyn better. Leave Nick better. Leave Chris better. Leave Mike better. Leave Michelle better. Leave them. Leave blank better. If you have 20 blanks, leave them better. So go into Ephesians chapter 5, and let me show you two verses of scripture. Here it is. Ephesians chapter 5 starts like this. Husbands, love your wives. Now, none of you in the room are husbands, so don't tune out. Well, a handful of us in here are husbands. Don't tune out. Husbands, love your wives. Let me translate that. Dudes, love your chicks. All right? That's my translation. Dudes, love your chicks. Listen, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word. Dudes, love your chicks as Jesus loved the world and gave himself up for the world so that possibly they could have a life-changing encounter with him. Two things I want to draw your attention to. First, it says husbands love your wives, or dudes love your chicks as Christ loved the church. Now watch this. The pattern of how Jesus loved this world was meant to be a pattern of how you love the person next to you. So the pattern of what Jesus did for the world is meant to be a pattern of your relationship with blank. Even if you haven't started a relationship with blank, even if you've already had five blanks in your life, even if you may only have one blank. Side note here. Through my upbringing, I had several blanks. You know what I mean? My wife, on the other hand, I'm her only blank. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Serious. She married her first boyfriend. She did. Yeah. This guy right here. Okay. All right. Now hold on. Let me time out for a second. Most of you in here, most of you girls and several of you guys are like, oh dude, that's really cool. On the outside you think it's really cool, but on the inside you go, but I'd rather be the person that has a bunch of boyfriends or girlfriends. I don't understand that. Why we look at that and go, that would be so cool, maybe only to have one person and you actually date someone and they become your husband. But on the other hand, we kind of like run this way of, hey, I got to have a lot of boyfriends or I got to have a lot of girlfriends because they need the attention, okay? That's just a side note here. But the scripture says, husbands love your wives, or dudes love your chicks as Christ loves the church, which means how Jesus gave himself up for the church is a pattern, guys and gals, for how you're supposed to be in relationships with each other. Here's the second thing that I want to draw your attention to. It says he gave himself up for the church to wash her, to cleanse her. What's better, clean or dirty? Clean. Okay. Smell the person next to you and ask you the same question. What's better, clean or dirty?
What's better, clean or dirty?
No, don't ask him that. Just smell him. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Clean is better. Clean is better. So check this out. Jesus, guys, right up back here. Jesus gave himself for the world to make the world better. He gave himself for the church to make the church better, meaning people were disconnected from God, and Jesus gave himself for those people so that they could reconnect to God. So the second greatest dating decision you could ever make is this, to leave blank better, just like Jesus left the world better. When Jesus left the world, when he died and he was crucified and he rose and he went to heaven, this world had the potential for something better than they ever had before because of what he did here on this earth. Here's a question for you. Does your blank, your current blank, your last blank, or your next blank, will they be closer to God because of your relationship? Because that's what Jesus did for this world. Here's what it looks like to leave blank better. Two things. Here's the best way I'd describe it. Number one, leaving blank better means leaving them closer in their relationship with God than when you found them. That's what it means. If you're going to leave blank better, that means you're going to leave whoever that is closer to God than when you met them. Here's how I see this fleshed out. I'll see teenagers and Like for my, I'll give you an example. For my wife and I, when we started dating, we were going to different churches. She went with her family, and I was serving in ministry in one place and all that kind of stuff. But we started dating, we were at different churches. I didn't roll in and be like, baby girl, you coming with me. Why? Because I'm the man, you know? It wasn't anything like that. In her church, they went to church on Saturday nights. At the church that I was at, we would go on Sunday mornings. So I made a decision early on in our relationship that I wasn't going to like plan dates on late Saturday nights and plan all this kind of stuff, because if I did, guess what she couldn't do? She couldn't go to church, which was going to ultimately, eventually affect her relationship with God. So I made the decision early on that I'm going to leave her better than when I found her, because when we started dating, trust me, I didn't know if it was this or this. I just knew I was going to leave her better than when I found her with God. And so I made that decision. Now, eventually we started going to church together because we started to see the writing on the wall that we were heading here instead of here. But here's how it plays out in your life. Anybody late night phone conversation people? Anybody late night phone conversation? Okay. I don't understand you guys, but some of you guys are like, no, you say bye. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. Some of you guys are like that. Hey, I don't understand you, but some of you guys are like that. And now check this out. You guys have to be very careful, because it's possible you're like, I want to spend so much time around him. I just want to be around him all the time. I get that. My wife and I have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, right? We've been through that season of a relationship. It's called infatuation, where you just want to be around him all the time. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but look at me. Don't miss this. It can be something that hurts them in their relationship to God, because all of your time is spent around that person, and eventually, you know, they used to read their Bible in the morning before they go to school, but you've been staying late at night up until 11:30 or 12 o'clock on the phone, so they're really tired in the morning, so baby girl can't get up and read her Bible. Well, watch this. Over time, that's going to affect her relationship with God. So if you make the decision to leave blank better than when you found him or when you found her with God, that means that you're going to have to make decisions on your time so that they can get what they need from God on their own. Leave them better than when you found them in their relationship with God. Secondly, it also means leave them better in their relationship with their family. Don't you dare miss this. If you're going to leave blank better, you got to leave them closer to their family than when you found them. Now, I've been around some people. I've seen some teenagers, guys in the back here, don't miss this. I've seen some teenagers that, man, they start getting into a relationship and they're like, mom and dad, they just don't understand how much I care for her. Or they just don't understand how much I care for him. And we just want to be around each other. And they don't understand. First of all, they do understand. They've been there, trust me. And second of all, they probably see something that you maybe don't. And guys or girls, if you're blank, or if you're trying to get blank to go around their parent to be with you, you are leaving them farther away from their family than closer, because I promise you, they will find out. How many of you can testify to that? They will find out. I don't know if you know this, but whenever a person becomes a parent, they get this card in the mail, and they have direct access to all video camera surveillance systems in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So whenever you're not where you're supposed to be, they can log on to that and see you whenever. I'm kidding. That doesn't really exist. But, yeah, brother just lied to us. I did. I lied to you. Yeah. So check this out. Hey, guys, look at me. When blank's parents find out that you were calling blank late at night when they expressly said not to, it's going to look bad on you, and blank's parents are going to look at you and go, I can't trust that kid. You may not date them. What? You're just trying to hurt our relationship. No, y'all started it because you two made decisions to pull away from family, not move closer. Guys, you want to do something that would just be crazy cool? Okay. I didn't expect it. Yeah, but okay, awesome. Crazy cool. Hey, when you get into a relationship with blank, I dare you to ask to go to dinner with their family. What? Yeah, I'm serious. Serious. Hey, look at me. Don't miss this. Hey, if you ain't got nothing to hide, why hide? Serious. If you have good intentions for baby girl, if you have good intentions for that guy, and you want to leave blank better, What's wrong with getting to know their parents and moving closer to their family rather than moving further away from it? Hey, my daughter's 3 years old, and I know someday some guy's going to come along and he's going to want to ask her out on a date. And if he is afraid to be around me, he will not be around my daughter, because what it says to me as a dad is that he's hiding something. If he's hiding something, he probably doesn't want to help my daughter better than when he found her. And therefore, I'll kill him till he is dead. And then I will kill him again till he is double dead. Okay? All right. So here's my question for you. Be honest with me. How many of you have ever had to do the duck and cover? The duck and cover with an old blank. Like you're at the mall, you're at a public place, you're at the movies. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. The duck and cover. You're out having a good time with some friends, and you look around, and you're like, oh, my gosh, there they are. Hide. Oh, hide. Hide. You know, hide me, hide me, hide me, hide me. Look at me, guys. I'm a guy, I know the duck and cover. I've been there. You know the reason? Because while I was in high school, throughout my middle school years and in my high school years, look at me, I did not make the decision to leave blank better. The decision I made was make Brandon happy. That was my decision that I had made in my heart. I didn't know it, but that's a decision I had made. And I regularly lived out the mantra of make Brandon happy. And the result of that was I had a bunch of blanks behind me that didn't want anything to do with me. And I don't want that for you, and God doesn't want that for you either. You know, I didn't make this decision, and I can look back in my past and see potholes and difficulties that even to this day, girls from my hometown, that if you said my name to them, they don't think student pastor. Probably can't tell you what they think when they hear my name, because I chose to make me happy. Now, look at me. Do not miss this. There's a great chance in this room that there are some of you guys, that there's many of you guys who, man, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've done that. Look at me. There's grace for you. God is a God of dating do-overs. We just finished a series called Grace, and we had this picture of a palm tree, and it means nothing you've done. And it's a story about a guy who was dying next to Jesus and had lived a very bad past. And even though he had had a very bad past, he found Jesus and he said, Jesus, you're the king. And you know what Jesus said to him? Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Regardless of what that guy's past was, God gave him a new destiny and a new future. And it didn't have anything to do with what he had done in the past. Look at me. Maybe you've made dating mistakes. Maybe you've left a few blanks worse than when you found them with their family and with God. Hey, there are dating do-overs. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Hey, if there weren't dating do-overs, I wouldn't be married to my wife. I promise you. I promise you. She made great decisions in high school and college. I did not. God gives dating do-overs. Now, but watch this. When I made the decision to leave whoever my blanks were better, I actually made it as a single guy. I mean, I didn't meet Shannon and go, oh, she's the one. From this point forward, I will. That's not how it worked for me. In fact, I made the decision one day in my 20s that I said, I'm tired of having regrets. I'm tired of the duck and cover. I'm tired of that. Here's the deal. If I just help any girl that I date or begin a relationship with get closer to God and closer to her family, I'm willing to bet that I won't have regrets. And look at me. I'm right. No regrets. I have no regrets after I made that decision. Even to this day, There's a blank named Laura that I dated after I made that decision as a follower of Christ, okay? A girlfriend of mine when I was later on in college, who we dated for 6 months, and to this day I could call her up on the phone, talk with her, and it wouldn't be awkward, wouldn't be weird, there'd be no duck and cover, because by the grace of God, I left her better with God and her family than when I found her. There are dating do-overs. But I made that decision as a single person. Many of you in this room may go, great, 4 weeks on dating. Remind me that my parents tell me I can't date till I'm 17. Hey, look at me. This matters so much. Because I would tell you that unless you make this decision when you're single, it's a lot harder to make this decision when you're all like, oh, I want to spend all the time in the world with that person. Make the decision now. It's the greatest decision, actually the second greatest decision, dating decision you'll ever make, that whoever my blank is, I'm going to leave them better with God and with their family than when I found them. You know, there's a Yellowstone Park. I don't know if you've ever been to Yellowstone Park. But Yellowstone Park, there's two big areas to the Yellowstone Park. There's the public area, and then there's what's called the back area, the backwoods area. And in the backwoods area of Yellowstone Park, they have a rule. You have to take out what you take in. It's a rule. It's a, like, you know, kill your own animals. Now, you can't really kill your own animals, but it's like real raw, and you're hiking, and you're out there staying there by yourself. You got to bring bear spray because you might get your head eaten or something like that. But it's a really intense experience, but they have this rule that you have to take out of Yellowstone Park backwoods area what you bring in. So you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you got like the Purell, you know, we'll take that in and we'll take that out. Whatever we don't use, that's no big deal. First aid kit, hope I don't need it, I'll take it in and take it out. But that also means, wow, wow, wow. That's toilet paper, my friends. You got to take out what you take in. Oh, some of y'all tracking with me? Would you like to be the guy that has to check that bag when someone's leaving? All right, we got you for 12 rolls of toilet paper. Oh my gosh, they're there. Go, you know. So if you go in that park, you can't leave anything in the park because if you got junk, you got to take it out. You can't leave junk there. Do you know why? Because they believe, those crazy, funny park rangers, they believe that they've got something that's absolutely beautiful, an incredible adventure, and absolutely perfect. And they don't want you to mess it up. Look at me. Whoever your blank is, that's how God feels about them. God has a rule that you take out the junk you bring in. Don't leave junk in his blank. He loves them. Whoever your blanks are, whoever you may date, whatever girlfriend you may have, whatever woman you may marry, whatever man you may marry, or whatever man you may date, God loves them so much. He's put so much beauty and adventure and creativity into those people, and he cares for them, and he doesn't want junk left in their life. He wants them to be as good as they were when he created them. In fact, even possibly better because of your influence. The second greatest dating decision you can ever make is to leave blank better than when you found them. Pray with me. Tonight, some of you are feeling a heavy weight because as I was preaching, you were thinking about some decisions that you've made maybe recently or in the last few months or years in dating, and sometimes maybe you didn't leave a girl or a guy better. Maybe you hurt him a little bit. Please, please know. Please know. God will give you a dating do-over. You're not doomed forever. God can heal that person. Might I encourage you just to start with, God, please forgive me for what I did to whatever that person is, whatever his name or her name is. I'm just going to get quiet for about 10 seconds. And if that's where you are tonight, you've got some regrets, maybe you left some junk in a relationship, here's what I'd encourage you to do, silently, not out loud. No one's going to be embarrassed tonight. Just say, God, please forgive me for the junk that I left in that relationship. I promise you, he will forgive you. Now, all of us in this room, I'm issuing a charge and a call to you guys that you would tonight, February 15th, 2012, you would make the decision that whatever bends and turns you have in your dating relationship, you choose to make that person better. Leave them better than when you found them with God and their family. If you're willing to make that commitment and make that choice tonight, I just want you to raise your hand. Awesome. I'm going to pray for you guys that are making that decision. Lord, Lord, I pray you bless this decision. I pray you bless this decision. God, I want to pray for two things for these people that just raised their hands. Number one, I pray for awesome, awesome friends who will call them out if they ever see them getting off track. God, I also want to pray for a great memory to come back to tonight, come back to leave this person better when that person starts calling or starts Facebooking or starts beginning that relationship, that this would come back into their minds and they'd be reminded of this till the day that they're married and really even until the day that they go off into eternity after a long life of marriage. Lord, please strengthen these teenagers. I pray that they're encouraged tonight, God, and I pray that they know you love their dating relationships, their relationships so much. The ones that are yet to come, the ones they're in right now, and you care about it. You got a lot to say, too. Bless them, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.